Glory to you, Lord.
As Peter followed Jesus, he turned around and noticed the disciple whom Jesus loved was following, the one who would lean against Jesus' chest during the supper, and said, "Lord, which one will hand you over?" In seeing him, Peter was prompted to ask Jesus, "But Lord, what about him? Suppose I want him to stay until I come," Jesus replied. "How does that concern you? Your business is to follow me." This is how the report spread among the brothers that the disciple was not going to die. Jesus never told him, as a matter of fact, that the disciple was not going to die. All he said was, "Suppose I want him to stay until I come. How does that concern you?" It is this same disciple who is witness to these things. It is he who wrote them down, and his testimony you know is true. There are still many other things that Jesus did when they were written about in detail. I doubt if there would be enough room in the entire world to hold the book to record them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So here we have in the Acts of the Apostles, in the Gospel of John, Peter saying about John, "What about him?" And Jesus says, "Well, suppose, how does that concern you? Your business is to follow me. Your duty is to follow me. Your job is to follow me." This is what Jesus is saying. And it's the same thing for us. Our job, our duty, our business is to live in the divine will. That's why we are alive today. Either we follow what Jesus is asking, or we deny it. We say no to Jesus. So, again, this is so powerful, this gift of the divine will, that our God is asking us, he's pleading with us, to make this our business, make this our duty, make this our life. He's got great plans, and he needs us. He says he wants us to do this. He says these are the souls who must live in my divine will. And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that everything that we think, say, and do is according to what Jesus is asking, okay? And that is that we live in his divine will. We allow him to be Lord of our life, to beat in our heart beating, to breathe in our breathing, to walk in our walking, to let Jesus be Lord. And at the consecration, when we ring the bells, driving the devils out, we want to say to Jesus that we accept his call and be willing to follow it faithfully. This is what we do every day. Jesus says, "Do you want this gift?" And then he says, "Prove it." So our job is to read and to study and put this into practice. Our job is to let the Lord reign in us on earth as the saints possess him in heaven. It's not just to be good and holy and saintly anymore. He's asking us to live a life of Jesus, to live a life of Mary, no longer a life for us, but all for the glory of God. So during this consecration, we want to basically drive the devils away. This is the reason for using exercise holy water, using exercise salt, and now we have exercise bowels. Not let the devil have any control over us. Exercise water is good for your home. You should have a holy water font in each of our homes as you enter the home to bless yourself. When you leave, to bless yourself, to say to God, "I want to be free of all that is opposed to you." And the society that we're living in today is very, very horrible. If you want to see a good video, there's one about diabolical
narcissism.
Thanks. Narcissism. Narcissism. It's why are people wanting to kill babies? Why are people wanting to have marriages outside the will of God? Why are people wanting to do drugs? Wanting to have alcohol and to excess? Wanting to have pornography? Wanting to be self-absorbed? And it's in the final days, Jesus says, it's going to be the worst that's ever happened. And brother will turn against brother, and child will turn against parent. We haven't even seen anything yet. So what we need is we need the sacraments, the sacramentals of the church to help us get through. We need to read Luisa Picaretta, the Book of Heaven, so that we can truly begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. No longer being part of the world, the flesh, and the devil, we want to be part of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We want God to reign in us. So tonight and tomorrow, we're going to pray, more so than we have before, about this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which is the divine will, which is the Spirit that God breathed into Luisa. The church is not even aware of how powerful this is. The first book written by the Vatican, as Jesus said, as John just said, if it is written what Jesus had done, there's not enough books in the world to explain what he has done. And that's what you're going to discover with the Book of Heaven. As you read and reread, God expands your capacity to understand more, to embrace this more, to live in it more. And this is our great hope. Little by little, God is going to do this to those who want it, those who prove to Jesus that they want this more than anything. So let us pray. Please stand. You present all our petitions before Heavenly Father in full confidence. We pray for our Holy Father.